Coming up on the Shelley Irvin Show podcast today, Hospice of Michigan holds its Camp Good Grief for kids. We get the details. We talk to two local authors, the author of The Black Knight and the author of Learn, Grow, Give. The CEO of Play, Maggie Lancaster, joins in to talk about Grand Rapids Children's Museum's Day of Play, and the Wallfield Dog Park is opening. We get the details on that as well.
Thank you, Phil. I'm Shelley Irwin. Here we go. It's a Thursday this week, flying by, in my opinion. There we are. Just had a stop by our West Michigan McDonald's. They dropped off a honey brown butter bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Now, I'm going to pick off the bacon. Don't tell them that, but that's kind of cool, adding honey to that. So thank you. Those on behalf of Seaperth PR. Josie had the Shelley Irwin run hat on, so I'm going to have to run an extra mile or so to, well, burn off that muffin. Oh, it's all in balance. Here we go. Looking forward to this hour. It's always full. That's because we look forward to an opportunity to inform, educate, and, of course, entertain as well. Let's start strong. Hospice on the line. We've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again. Hospice of Michigan's upcoming Camp Good Grief at Camp Nuevo, ready soon for your attendance as applicable. Let's talk to you, Michigan Grief Support Counselor Alexandra Fuchstock. Good morning to you, Alexandra.
Good morning.
Thank you for you and the good work, necessary work you do with Hospice of Michigan covering us all. But specifically, let's zone in on our wonderful Camp Nuevo that happens on August 18th. In your opinion, what, in your words, what is this free day camp all about?
Yes, so the camp is just really focused on just supporting children and teens who have experienced the death of a loved one and really just hoping for them to have some fun throughout the day and also recognize that they're not alone in their grief.
Yes, and necessary as well. So this day comes August 18th. Remind me of the location of Camp Nuevo and why this choice.
Yes, it is actually the YMCA camp, Camp Nuevo, as you mentioned, but it's located at 5333 South Centerline Road in Nuevo, Michigan. And that's just a centralized area from the locations that we serve. And it just is really nice to be able to partner with a YMCA camp as well.
Talk to me about your ideal camper for this necessary camp day.
Yeah, so it can be a child from the ages of 8 to 17 who's experienced any type of death in their life. Anyone who is just interested in having some fun and participating in some camp-like activities, receiving grief education and emotional support. So really, we just try to really open it up to anyone who's experienced a death.
Yes. In general, I know obviously grief is important and must be work through, for lack of better terms, but are the kids having fun on this day?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have some grief-focused things throughout the day, but nothing too heavy-handed. Just some moments to be able to honor their loved one, but we have some camp activities, some art projects, zip lining, and swimming, different things throughout the day to keep it fun as well.
Alexandra, you, as Grief Support Services Manager, do you have a last name of Irwin, too?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I recently just got married, so that was my maiden name,
huh.
But funny coincidence.
Yes, yes, somewhere back when. Let's not digress, but I'm just reading between the lines. You, a Grief Support Services Manager, where are the parents on this day?
So the parents will just drop off the children in the morning and then be available to pick up at the end. So they're welcome to hang around the area of Nuevo or just, do whatever they feel is best while the kids are there enjoying the day until about 4 o'clock.
And it looks like this, as I mentioned, is a free camp. That is important here to offer this?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The camp is absolutely free, and we just try to keep it as accessible as possible.
What do you hope the kids take away from this day of August 18th? Yes, that is, you have a deadline of the 31st, right, to sign up?
Yes, yep. Applications are still being accepted, and the RSVP deadline is next Friday, so July 31st. But we just really hope that kids take away that, you know, their grief is important, and just to understand what it might look like and what might be able to help. And also for them to be able to just create some friendships along the way that hopefully will last, you know, long after camp is over.
Well, an important full day of camp does await for Yo's kiddos aged 8 to 17 experiencing the loss of a loved one, dealing with grief, regardless of whether the loved one received care via Hospice of Michigan. Important to say. Thank you for what you do, Alexandra, on this important journey. One more time, how do I find out more information and get registered?
Yes, anyone can find out more information on our website. They can reach out to myself through my direct line. It's 231-527-0913. Or they can also reach out to our 24/7 hotline, which is 888-247-5701.
Wonderful. Thank you again for your services touching young lives. Hospice of Michigan offering grief support for kids at Camp Nuevo. Thanks, Alexandra. Michael Halloran in the house. Couple of hats he wears. Mechanical engineer at Sound Off Signal in Hudsonville. Yet author. Debut novel is out. I hold in my hand. It's thick. It's readable. It's award-winning. Called The Black Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T. Michael in the house. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Appreciate you. And wonderful front cover. We talking, is this a graphic novel? Is that the title?
No, it's not. But it's a novel that was written originally for my daughter, who was 5. I totally missed the mark and ended up making an adult book on accident. But tells the story of a knight who is on a journey to slay an evil giant. And along the way, some robbers who ambush him end up joining him in his quest.
See what mechanical engineers can do on the side, right?
I know. I hear that all the time.
Well, congratulations. You've already won second place in the Catholic Media Association's National Book Awards, so something is working. Is this described as, award-winning fiction, correct?
Mm-hmm. The genre is mostly fantasy, but technically you could argue it's more of a sci-fi thing. It's set in our future, about 500 years from now. Society's had a big calamity that set us back towards more like medieval times, and so a little bit of our technology shows up, but it's also a little bit of magic, sorcery, and giants.
Yes. Has this been something you've wanted to do for a bit?
The book I've wanted to write for a very long time. I've been writing little pieces of stories since I was about 7 years old. But actually seeing it through to the end, what it really took was, like I said, writing it for my daughter and my wife just telling me, stop worrying what anyone else will think about it. Your daughter's going to love it. And so I really just focused on her and assumed no one else would ever read it. I was wrong.
Good that you were wrong. Again, award-winning and all. Tell me more about the storyline. I could read it on the back cover, but what is it about this, the Black Knight?
Sure. So the knight himself, Sir Judas, is someone whose lord died without any heirs, which is where historical Black Knights came from. And so he's someone who has great military skill. He's a warrior, but he doesn't answer to anybody. And I was really exploring the question of, what does a man with that kind of freedom do? He ends up going throughout the land, serving people in need, while ultimately trying to rescue the knight who trained him. And then as far as the two robbers who join him, it's an orphan named David and another robber named Winthrop. And that was really a story of these two men, little boy, who didn't have a father in their life, and this knight really fills that role for them and really helps them to turn away from their life of crime and become the heroes they were meant to be.
Crazy, good, thick, and again, easily readable. A couple of themes you tell me that this resonates with readers: friendship, commitment, duty, loyalty, faith, and redemption. That you've hit them all.
I did. That review, funnily enough, was written by my boss, who had told me that he didn't expect it to be any good, but then he read it, and now he's worried it's going to sell too many copies, and he'll lose me.
Well, no, keep your day job. It sounds like a great opportunity with Sound Off Signal. Wow. Did you, what was the journey of publishing? Did you self-publish? The end, praise be Jesus Christ. Is there a faith component to this?
Yes, this story, the knight Sir Judas is very much a devout Catholic, and the robber Winthrop, he's someone who had a lot of suffering early in life, and that caused him to turn away from his faith, become a very angry atheist. And what I would say was really the heart of the whole story was the clash between those two. I realized early on that Winthrop was the heart of the story. And in a lot of ways, he reflected my own faith journey when I was younger and spent a few years away from having any sort of faith. And the story of, I didn't want to short circuit his spiritual journey. I very much said, whatever this character would really do, that's what he's going to do. And it ended up becoming a very real story of someone's journey and quest for meaning in life.
Yes. And I'm sorry, did you self-publish or did
yes.
you?
Yes, I did end up going self-publishing.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. The design is actually by a local artist as well, a friend of mine, Wade Gugino from Goo Genius out of Grand Haven. So he makes all sorts of wonderful art like that.
Yes. So next step is the big screen. How's that?
Oh, that was what my mom asked before I'd ever sold a copy. She wants George Clooney to play Sir Judas.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get. There you are. Michael Halloran again with us. His debut novel is out, already award-winning, The Black Knight. Does this make you thirsty for the next volume or the next
The book? Next book is actually set in, it's not related, it's going to be set in West Michigan, right in my own hometown. It's the story of a nice, happy hometown like Blendon, and there's people who move in who are very intentionally, for their own gain, trying to get everyone divided and fighting with each other. And I just looked at my own place where I live, where we've got Grand Valley's campus right next to farms, right next to a little corporate city. And it's like, there's really a lot of that American diversity all there. And we all get along very well. And the story was exploring, what if someone tries to divide that? What if they attack that? And what is it that unites people instead? So that book's not out yet, but work in progress.
No, good. We'll get you back. Until then, we're going to enjoy The Black Knight by you, Michael Halloran. How old is your daughter now?
My oldest is 5. I also have a 4-year-old, 2-year-old, and 6-month-old.
Okay, that's a whole other conversation.
It is.
congratulations on your life thus far. So they're probably not quite reading it yet.
No, a few more years.
Nice. How do we find out more information about The Black Knight, you, and more?
My website is kingofblendon, BLENDON.com. There's sample chapters available there, a few blog posts I write, and the book itself is available on Amazon if you look up The Black Knight, Michael Halloran.
Keep up your good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Shad.
Daniel Grewals in the house. We're looking forward to this conversation, finding you all over the social media sites about your latest results and of your penmanship. And I now invite you in to talk about Learn, Grow, Give, described as an autobiography like none other. Daniel, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Shelley. I appreciate that. Good to see you again.
Appreciate our friendship. And yes, we've talked before, but
yes.
Now looking forward to this conversation that is described your latest Learn, Grow, Give as a candid, heartfelt memoir about the ordinary man, Dan, correct?
That's correct. That's me. Yep.
Yes. Tell me more about Dan. What's your day job?
Well, I do mortgages, and I've been banking for 40 years. I work at Mortgage One, run their Grand Rapids, West Michigan operations. And I grew up, I started working, of course, everybody has their, first job, second job, third job. And then I transitioned into my career, which is mortgages, and been doing that for about 35 years now.
Yes. And yet we're here to talk about your author, your penmanship.
I wrote a book, yes.
You did, and yeah. It's a book that isn't about all having all the answer, about learning through experience. When
yes.
did you know it was time to write? I guess I'll call it an autobiography.
Yeah, it is an autobiography, mm-hmm. I would say. It's a fun book, and I would say it's about 5 years ago. It was in my head, and a year plus ago, I came up with the title. And once I got the title, I decided to vet out some chapters and, started giving some meat to the chapters. And then the chapters kind of changed a little bit here and there. I just love, the chapters that I do have in here. I think I've given out, some of the proceeds, if I get a donation from people, goes to God's Kitchen. And God's Kitchen has been in my heart for years. Catholic Charities, and so any money I kind of raise, I ask for a donation if someone gets a book, and then I just turn around and give that to God's Kitchen if they don't do it directly. So
appreciate that. Yes. All right, let's open her up and kind of talk about structure. You bring a lot of voices in into your work.
I do.
What's going on?
Yeah, so I have, my chapters, and the foreword was by my business partner, Scott DeWolf, who I've been with, and he read the book, and he's like, wow, I learned a lot of things about you. But every chapter I have, two things. One, I have a reference to a U2 song in there. U2 is my favorite band. They're running through my head 24/7. And so I start with a U2 reference, and then I have a chapter, and then I have a guest contributor. Mm-hmm. My first guest contributor is my brother, Chris,
yes.
And then my best friend from high school. And I just go through growing up in high school, work years, marriage, career. And then one of my favorite chapter is What's Wrong With Me? Don't know where I came up with that.
Find the answer?
I someone said that's a whole book. So by itself, but it's one of my favorite chapters, and I had a lot of fun with that. There's a lot of things wrong with me, but people can overcome their flaws.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm just flipping through. Was your English teacher Chris Van Allsburg?
He was my English teacher professor at Calvin College.
Wow.
Calvin College, yes,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't think well of me, and I wasn't a very good writer.
Well, he gets put a copy in the mail, ASAP.
That's
there
right.
They are.
That's right.
So, yes, you talk a lot about you, and then you bring your people in.
Yes. Yeah, people are important to me. I've got a lot of friends, and family is important to me. My friends are important to me. I really grew up kind of a lonely, independent kid with no direction, no friends. And then in high school, I met my best friend, Bruce, and we kind of took on the world together. And changed, got into a youth group and changed our lives, and it really gave me direction. And so I really went from like a lost soul to now, having direction, being able to give back to people. And the book Learn, Grow, Give is the steps, in a life process, just not mine, but I think everybody. And you start out learning and you're growing, and then you get to a place in life where you want to turn around and give back to people. We give back to society, and it's a lot of fun. I'm into a place now where I can give, and I do a lot of donations, local donations, not huge dollars, but if somebody has a school fundraiser, I'm there. If somebody needs a few bucks, I'm there, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to give back, even mentor people,
Let's talk about your target audience for Learn, Grow, Give.
Yes. Well, the book is not on Amazon because I think my target audience is my friends, my colleagues, my relatives, people I know. And I'm well connected in the marketplace. People know me quite well. And I've been on boards and I've been on committees and, I've done all sorts of things. I was president of the Michigan Lenders Association, State Lenders Association in 2008. And, you know, so I know a lot of people. So those are my target audiences. I don't think I'll be on, you know, in Barnes & Noble or at Amazon, but somebody knows me. And I have, you know, I've given out 100 books plus so far, and I've got a list of about 20. In every book, you'll see the book you have. It's got a personal note to you in it. So I'm personalizing them all.
I did note that. Thank you. We have 436 mutual Facebook friends. So we should throw a party.
That's right. That's right, with all our friends.
And just say, hey, life, use social media right. It works.
Yeah. And one of those people that you know very well, Marcia Vanderwood, introduced me to my current wife. Marcia lives in Georgetown condos.
Don't say current.
Yeah, current. Yeah. Well, she's my third. She's my third, and the other two ex-wives are in the book as well, you know, in good form, good fashion.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Dan, this is described maybe in your presentation to me that it's not a typical autobiography.
I don't think so, yeah. I made it, I tell people it's fun, it's quirky, it's large, like me. And, you know, I take some liberties in there. It's all factual, but I think it's just a fun read. And I think, you know, the feedback I'm getting from people is they're surprised. They've enjoyed it. You know, my last chapter is my obituary, you know, so why not write your own obituary?
What's this list here near the end? The things you like and the things you don't like.
Things I like, yep. Things I don't like. I thought everyone wanted to know what I liked, you know. And let's see. One of the things I like, I have in there the Facebook game, and I think I created it. So I meet people I don't know, and somewhere, you know, at a restaurant or AKA a bar. In a store, airplane, and I said, "Hey, let's play the Facebook game after I get to know them a little bit." So we pull out our phones and we see how many mutual friends we have.
I've never played that game.
Yeah, yeah. In one time on the airplane coming back from Florida, a lady said, "We won't have any mutual friends." We had 12, and then she's like, "Well, how do you know so and so?" And I said, "Well, so and so is my wife's cousin," and she goes, "Oh, I worked with so and so, you know." Yeah, it's just a lot
cool.
of fun. Yeah,
yes, I like that. What's next for you? You know, you're too young to lay over and make that obituary come.
I'm gonna continue to learn, grow, and give. And you know, I've got 4 grandkids, another one on the way, and partly this was written for them for the future. You know, I didn't know my grandparents; they died young. My grandpa was they called him Connie Olson. He was a postmaster for City of Grand Rapids. But I knew nothing about him other than that, you know.
Tell me a little bit about your last name.
Griewatz. It's Polish, and it was a name given to me by my father.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, Polish heritage.
Yes.
So,
Griewatz, Grzywacz.
That's right. And I'm on Facebook, easy to find. So if somebody wants a book, let me know.
Yep. Learn, grow, give, required reading. What's your front cover?
That is a Joshua Tree, and that is a tribute to U2. Their biggest album was the Joshua Tree album, and sold over 25 million copies. So I'm just fascinated with love U2, everything about them, and that's just a tribute to U2.
All right, Daniel, go get them. Thanks for, I'm looking forward to reading more about you and being inspired to learn, grow, and give.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care. Get out and play. Grand Rapids Children's Museum invites families to celebrate the power of play at the 8th annual Day of Play celebration. And wouldn't you know, we have the CEO of play in the house, Maggie Lancaster. We both have freckles. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. It's so good to start the day off with you.
We do have a good time together in many ways,
yes.
Maggie, because we know how, as I often say, the sausage is made. You are a hard worker. We're both Rotarians. Got to take a picture.
Yes.
And obviously care about this community. You care about play, don't you?
I really do. And it's fun. It's joyful. It's fabulous. However, there is a critical piece in that, and that is brain development. And Shelley, not just for our youngsters, for you, for me, adults.
Well, there's a reason I run.
Yes.
Which is play.
It is.
But let's not go there. How's the museum, in your words?
It's just fabulous. Oh. And we are going to be celebrating 29 years young on Sunday.
That's part of this as well.
It is. The day of play is the time where we celebrate our community for free. So from 11 to 4 p.m. On Sunday, you can come out and enjoy inside and outside play of all kinds. Our team just does a fabulous job of setting this up.
Yes. The free community event. This was inspired by a proclamation from former Mayor Bliss.
You've got it. Yep. She said, it's absolutely important for a citywide celebration. Let's do it at the Children's Museum.
Nice. Where are you located?
We are at 11 Sheldon, right downtown across from Veterans Park.
How will the 11 to 4 work on Sunday?
So when you come, you have an opportunity to do everything from face painting. We have food trucks outside. We all know we need to eat something. But maybe that's not the little, maybe a little of the chaos outside's not your gig. Come on inside, maybe see a little bit of our traveling exhibit, which is going away at the end of the summer. That's all about the Tuskegee Airmen. Or maybe you just want to do some art projects. We have the amazing Darrell Henry inside doing art projects.
Nice. Can I come if I'm not, if I'm a big kid?
Well, you can, Shelley. I'll let you in.
But let's say that this is for the kids.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And our families need opportunities like this. And they need opportunities where it is affordable. Yeah. And this is affordable. When I tell you outside of the food, when I tell you everything's free, this isn't something that where you show up and then you got to, you got to pay $2 for this, $5 for this. The whole thing inside and out is free.
Good, good. Let me go through a couple of the specifics, and I know your wonderful community partners. We can drop some names as well. What are the strolling bubble fairies?
I mean, doesn't that just say it all? Yes. That group comes in, and you think, you think that you know how to make a bubble. You haven't seen anything until... until you see them make bubbles. And that's chemistry. And we don't talk a lot about the science side of bubbles. And because they're joyful and they're great, but there is a science to them and they've got it down.
Make a note on that. You mentioned face painting. Ms. Whipple will be providing that.
You've got it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good. How about a foam party?
And you have to wait to the end for the foam party.
Oh.
That's how we end the whole celebration. Out in the street, bring your towels.
Oh.
Bring your towels.
Okay, I love it. Foam GR, bring a towel and wear something you don't mind getting wet.
That's right.
That's part of play.
It is.
Yes.
It's messy and it's okay. We get to clean it up.
Oh, well,
we clean it up.
And that's okay.
Yes.
Right? It could be worse. Josh Dunnigan, know him well, live drumming. Tell me more.
Yes, Josh is such a fabulous partner. He brings in all of those drums and just makes music. Talk about something that stimulates the brain.
Yes.
Every time I see Josh, I'm just in awe at the work that he does. So excited to have him there.
Will your kids be able to create art on site?
They will. They will, inside and out.
Okay.
And in, if I can say anything to families, it'd be go have your kids meet Darrell.
Okay. Darrell Henry.
Yeah.
Henry. Oh, I've interviewed him before.
Yes, you have.
Yes. Oh, he's wonderful. Because it's not Henry. It's Henry.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Maggie Lancaster with us. She's the CEO of Play, Grand Rapids Children's Museum. Yes, inviting families to celebrate this power of play. 8th annual day this Sunday. We'll give you details near the end. And it looks like you've got a perfect sky for that.
I know.
Let's not jinx it. What's the design your own birthday crown?
Oh, so we also have an opportunity for you to make your own crown. We'll have opportunities for you to build various cakes. You can do anything you want to celebrate our birthday, or maybe we'll even have some kids. It's their birthday.
That would be kind of fun. Every day is a kid's birthday. Oh, that'd be a mess. Enter to give to win giveaways. I mean, who doesn't like a giveaway?
Oh, and thank you to DeVos and Van Andel. They have some incredible concerts and various kids' events coming up. They're giving tickets out. Come on out. Try to win them.
Nice. Let's talk about reality. A kid is a kid is a kid, but there may be a need for a sensory tent.
Yes. We have sensory tents. We have also backpacks filled with various weighted vests. Maybe they need those beautiful headphones you have on, but for different reasons, to get the noises out. And we have all kinds of opportunities for families who have kids who just need that extra.
I want to go back, Maggie, with a couple minutes that we have left. The exhibit Aim High, Soaring with the Tuskegee Airmen featuring Black Wings, America Dreams in Flight. Obviously, if I can't attend Sunday, that exhibit is still there for your kids?
It is until September. So you want to talk about celebrating America 250. Come out and see some truly amazing heroes in our American history.
How is that tailored to the kid? How does that exhibit tailored to a kid?
One of the first ever hands-on exhibits that features the Tuskegee Airmen. So maybe there's some reading and there's some history in there.
Good.
But why don't then you go over and make it rocket ship? Why don't you get in a plane and pretend to fly it? Or why don't you take off on the landing that they have out there that you can put all your wings on and take off and fly?
I bet as a mom with your younger kids, when they were younger, now they're big and strong and tall, right?
Yes.
I bet you were a mom of play.
I was.
Well, maybe you learned it later.
I was. However, I could have done better.
That's okay, right?
Thank you.
You're doing fine now. Maggie, more on the food trucks that are involved. Again,
yes.
Support our own community with Kona Ice, Neek's Creation Z, and more.
Yes, and that is the only time you're going to have to pay. However, why not then support your local vendors? And that's exactly what you'd be doing by grabbing lunch.
So this is the 8th annual. It's part of your 29th year celebration, right? Ooh, there must be a plan for the 30th.
There is. I don't want to skip over the 29th because that's important. But next year we're going to be celebrating like we've never celebrated before. It is time to really share with our community the work that so many people have done to lift us and to get that foundation set for being a playful city.
Yes. Too many partners, unfortunately, to list here in Radio Lands, but I mean, everything from Michigan State College of Human Medicine to Mathnasium to the theaters and more.
Yes, we play well with others. We have for almost 30 years in that location and well beyond that when we were at Woodland Mall. We want to make sure that our community knows when you come to the Children's Museum, you're coming with so many other people and partners and friendships that also believe in the power of play.
And, I mean, if we really want to get into the details, Plumbers Disposal and Battle GR Tactical Games are part of your sponsors here?
They are. And I tell you what, Shelley, if you have littles, what's the number one thing?
Let mine bark.
And the number one thing that yours who bark are is where are they going to go to the bathroom?
That's a whole nother conversation too. But no, back to the real littles. Yes,
the plumbers is really are setting us up. So there are lots of locations to use the restroom. It's important.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I guess that part of the human body, as they say. All right, Maggie, what else do we need to know? This is 11 to 1. How's my parking for this? I mean, as parking goes?
As parking goes, but downtown, for the most part, all on the street is all free. You don't even have to do Motu. Yes. So, but if you want to be close and you want to have a solid spot, the library always has their parking open for you've got to get a ticket. You got to pay. You've got Ellis parking. But I encourage people to try to walk. Try to bike, try to take public transit, and it drops you off right in front of the Children's Museum.
Nice. After Sunday comes and goes, what's next on your list?
Well, we have in August the most wonderful Lego exhibit opening. Yes, middle August, we will have a public and as well as a member-only celebration to open up Legos, Cosmic Contact. We're talking about Legos in space, Shelley. Is there anything better than that?
I think I looked up last night and saw a Lego up in space. Maybe that's what it was.
You did. They're getting ready to land right at 11 Sheldon.
Wonderful. All right. membership driven.
It is.
Again, not Sunday is a day for all, but yeah. Moving forward, become a member and get involved with your Grand Rapids Children's Museum.
Every single time you buy a membership at whatever level that is, that helps support the programming that we can do. It's so nice for people to have a membership. And really, honestly, mathematically, after you use it twice, it's worth it. So we do encourage memberships, all kinds of levels. If that is not for you, we have a pay what you can option. And it is just exactly that. If you feel like you can only pay so much, you give us that, we'll let you in all year long.
Who's that Sesame Street character on your shoulder?
The Grouch. And my staff would say that is because I am, but I do love Sesame Street.
I'll look at your staff and she'll probably shake. Oh, she hasn't made a comment yet. Well, then you wear it well to the public, Maggie Lancaster. But when you have freckles, we can be grouchy.
We can.
Moody, pouty. Oh. And yet fun, full of play. Details one more time, please, for Sunday.
We have 11 to 4. It's all free, inside out. Bring towels. Bring a water bottle if you need to. There will be food. You do have to pay for that. Everything else, though, is out of our hearts to say thank you to our community for supporting the critical importance of play.
It is Day of Play back at the Grand Rapids Children's Museum. grcm.org. Good way to find out more information. Thanks to all. Megan in the house as well. Take care. Have fun Sunday. And just like that, let's continue the conversation when it comes to, the talk of the animal and the human-animal bond. Wallfield Dog Park is set to have its ribbon cutting tomorrow. Yes, the first park in Kent County's park system designed for four-legged friends. I guess cats aren't allowed, Christina Anthony.
Yeah, we'd be, in fear of world domination or something like that.
Cats have their lives too, but oh, goodness gracious, congratulations. Tomorrow is a big day. Thank you for letting me share a few comments at the microphone as well. There is an opening celebration all about Wallfield Dog Park. Take it from here.
Yeah, so we are inviting the community out Friday, so tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning, to celebrate the grand opening of our fully enclosed 10-acre dog park. This is the first one in the Kent County system, so really exciting for us to have a park designed for our four-legged friends and their owners, of course. There's so much to see there. We have a one-acre swimming pond with a jumping dock and a beach, so a perfect way for your pup to cool off and keep them busy. We have a two-acre open activity field, a one-acre small dog park, too. So if you have a small dog and maybe you're worried about having them play with the big dogs, you got your own space. And, of course, we have a ton of trails, crushed stone trails within the park. And then you have outside of the park, it won't be enclosed, but you have a lot of area to explore on leash. So it's really up to you to kind of take advantage of this new spot.
Because Bubby may not be appropriate for full off leash, so I can take him out there. But Judy would be fine for this. I'm digressing. Those are dogs. tell me about the name Wallfield. Let's give credit.
Yeah, absolutely. The Fritz Wallfield family, they're the ones who donated this property, more than 40 years ago. And we already have, the South Park, yes, which has playgrounds, mountain biking trails. It's a really big spot for mountain bikers. The West Michigan Mountain Bike Alliance actually donated in-kind work to our trail system to connect that part of the park with this part of the park, too. So there's another restroom at that trailhead on the north side of the park that gets you over to the dog park, of course. And that's another thing I want to mention about the dog park. We have a restroom there. We have a dog wash station. So if you're worried about your dog kind of getting dirty, as they typically do, right? You can wash them off afterwards, soap, everything that you would need in that area. And of course, a ton of fountains there too. The event starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning is going to feature you as a speaker and a lot of other Kent County leaders, and the Fritz Walfield Jr., I believe, is going to be speaking too. So we'll have some speakers, and then we'll get to the ribbon cutting, and then you'll be able to explore the dog park. We also have the animal shelter that's going to be there. The sheriff's office is going to be there with some canines doing some demos. We'll have giveaways, so tennis balls, bandanas, a few other things, a free pup treat from the...
That perked up my ears.
Yeah, Potisserie food truck is going to be there. So you can purchase some treats for your dogs, but we'll also have some free treats to give away.
All right, between you and me, I took a road trip out there yesterday. So it wasn't, dog park closed, grand opening soon.
Yes.
And yet I got a feel for the whole trailhead parking lot. There's a nice sign that says dog off leash area, east and west lot. So this is dubbed a first of its kind. Is that factual?
For Kent County, it is. Yeah, for our park system, we have 43 parks. This is an expansion of Walfield Park. Some people were confused about that, thought that we got rid of the other part of the park. No, that's not what happened. We expanded to kind of make this space for our furry-legged friends. So if you go to Ottawa County and you go to Grand Ravines Park, you bring your dog there, this is going to feel similar to that, but you have that swimming beach, the pond, and that fully enclosed area for small dogs and big dogs alike.
I mean, back to your partners, I see in my press release, Gustavo Perez, I've had on, director of Kent County Community Action. I mean, an example of playing a role in supporting improvements.
Right? Yes, so much support, nearly $4 million from Kent County, nearly $1 million from Community Action. And then, of course, you had the Fritz Walfield Jr. family that donated $20,000. Fritz Walfield Construction Company donated $100,000. They also coordinated quite a bit of money from subcontractors. So a lot of private funding, public funding, and really just a big effort to create this space in Comstock Park, Alpine Township, for our community.
Christina Anthony with us, communications manager with Kent County. Of course, the park's strong under the leadership of Ben and Dan and the good team. And, of course, Sam Moore, Kent County Parks Foundation, involved with a super board as well. Back to the 11 to 1-ish opportunity tomorrow. I think it's going to be a pretty day.
It is.
Do you want your visitors there with their dogs at 11? Is that allowed? What about
I think that's a great question, really a great point to bring up. So you are going to be listening to some of our speakers, right? So if you're bringing your dog...
Because you can't get into the park until the ribbon's cut.
Until the ribbon is cut. Correct. Yeah. So if you have a well-behaved, patient dog... I say come at 11, and we're not going to keep you there too long before the ribbon is cut. But if you have a dog that's maybe going to be going a little nuts, just know that you might have to hold that leash a little tighter, right? But we do have those giveaways for the first 150 four-legged friends. So the earlier you get there, the better the odds of getting some of those free treats.
Wonderful. Other that you may not know, I'm just looking after the ribbon's cut and we're out to enjoy it. Will there be supervision, or is it pretty much like a dog park where everybody just is on their own and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you know what? It is your job as a dog owner to be responsible for you and your pup, right? So we have our dog rules, but we're kind of putting it on the dog owner to be a responsible dog owner to make sure that their dog is up to date on vaccinations, that they're not bringing a reactive dog into the park. We have to take accountability for our own actions sometimes, and this is one of those times. So if you have a dog that does not play well with others, please do not bring your dog here. But if you have a dog that loves other dogs, loves exploring, this is the park for you.
And let's be honest, the dogs will have a great time, but don't owners kind of communicate while the dogs are playing? Isn't
yeah.
that part of that, the physical in nature? This is a couple things I'll mention tomorrow, being physical in nature, but also social as well.
I think so. I mean, I have a dog myself, Miss Moose. She's my pride and joy, and I bring her to lots of dog parks around the community. And I love just making friends with other dog owners. I think it's a great way to socialize, to connect with your community, and to also burn out some of that energy that our puppies have.
And you mentioned the, I trust it's the Kent County shelter that will be their animal shelter?
Correct. Yeah, so they're going to be there with information about microchipping, good, licensing, and we also have animal control that's going to be there too. So if you have any questions, you know, related to the law, related to any of our rules, or just about licensing, microchipping to kind of keep your eyes on your dogs or vaccinations, we have those resources there from 11 to 1 this Friday.
May he rest in peace, but I'll never forget adopting Petey from the shelter and sitting
How
in the
How many
little
dogs rain. Do you have?
Well, Petey's in Rainbow Heaven.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Well, so's Leah and Ralphie and Taylor and Sparkle, and that just
goodness.
Happens. You know, when they live to 16, they have to go away.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But now Babe and Bubby and Judy. But Babe has problems with butterflies, so she won't be there. Bubby is a Jack Russell Terrier, so
yeah,
that could be an issue. And Leah, up and now you got me all flustered. Judy is a mini Aussie, so she will herd everything.
Oh,
so
adorable! I can't wait to meet him.
Why this is a very important conversation.
Yep.
Tell me details one more time, my friend.
Yes, so we have a grand opening for our first ever dog park in the Kent County Park System. That's at Wallfield Park. The address that you want to type into your GPS is going to be 7117 M37 Comstock Park. Grand opening starts at 11 o'clock this Friday, July 24th. We will have some Kent County leaders. You are going to be there as well speaking before the ribbon is cut. So just keep that in mind that you will have a little bit of time there before you can actually access the dog park. Lots of bells and whistles, food truck for dogs, lots of resources there, free giveaways for the first 150 pups.
Again, thanks to the Kent County Parks Department and all of your partners to present this new opportunity for four-legged friends via the Wallfield Dog Park. I could do four dogs, couldn't I? No, maybe not. Thank you, Christina. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
9:59 in the morning. That's the wrap of this Thursday edition of the Shelley Irwin Show. According to Eva Ibbotson, when you're sad, little star, go out of doors. It's always better underneath the open sky. And we'll do that tomorrow and beyond. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Shelley Irwin.